This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Hi, me home from iRadio. Today I am in Sligo Town and we are talking to people who are associated with Focus Ireland, whether that be staff or maybe people who have used their services. Today I am joined by, what is your name and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Mary Jameson and I am the manager for Focus Ireland in the Northwest. I'm originally from Sligo. I've been working with Focus Ireland since 2003. Initially in Dublin services and then in Sligo since 2008.
I suppose it's good to start off with the homelessness crisis in Ireland in general. Yeah. Where is it at the minute, in your opinion?
It's beyond a crisis at this stage. We've never seen it. The numbers, like over 17,000 people who are homeless, and over 5,000 are actually children, and some of them up to 2 years in B&Bs, hubs, emergency accommodation. That's a long time for a child to be in emergency accommodation and the whole family basically in one room. We have never seen it as bad as it is. And we've seen the numbers in Sligo as well, and the Northwest have been increasing.
When you are trying to, when you're dealing with the customers and trying to build up stability in their lives, what are the most important things that you're trying to do with them and help them along with?
I suppose the most important thing we're trying to do is get them secure, affordable accommodation. We do that with that. We have our own long-term housing. We also have 4 apartments for families that are homeless. What we try to do with people who come to us is make sure they get accommodation that suits their needs, and that is secure and affordable. It has to be affordable. So that would be a priority for us.
Yeah, suits their needs. It's so important. Like, yeah. Every situation is different.
Yeah.
Tailoring their needs to your support, that's the most important thing, I would imagine.
Absolutely. There's no point in us trying to get a home for somebody in Sligo Town if they live out in the county and that's where they're from, that's where all the supports are, and that's where the children go to school. Then we need to be able to find them a property out where their supports are and where they're from. So you're not uprooting children from schools as well.
Yeah, and it's good to listen to the children's point of view, obviously not directly, but through the parents.
Yeah.
But the parents and the family environment and all that. I suppose what I'm saying is it's important to listen to them and
Absolutely.
Understand their situation.
Yeah, because each situation is completely different. You know, not everybody is the same. It's not a one fit for all. So that's really important. That what my staff do, listen to the individual, the family, find out what the needs are, what the supports are, and then we can put a support plan in place.
Bring us back to the first time that you come into contact with some of the customers. When they come to you, maybe you are in contact with them. I imagine it's fairly difficult building the trust at the very initial stage.
It is at times, and I think particularly if we've got an individual or family and they've been around different services, and then suddenly they're being told maybe go to Focus, they can help, and they've told their story 3 or 4 times, you know, and that's not easy, you know, because each situation is quite sensitive. They're quite stressed sometimes by the time they come to us. They might have been to the local authority, they don't have accommodation for them, then they come to other services, and finally they come to us. So it's difficult for individuals to be repeating their story.
Yeah, when they do come to you and when you are helping them through the process, is it a case of they come to you at the initial stage, you sort them out at the start, and that's kind of it, or is it an ongoing process throughout getting back on their feet, I suppose?
It's both. I mean, sometimes with our advice and information service, we might only see somebody 2 or 3 times, and that's an office-based service. But with, like, we provide tenancy support, that's an ongoing. We could work with somebody 6 months, a year, 18 months, depending on their need. And what we'd like to do when we finish working with the person, they're in that secure accommodation, and then we can close it off.
Okay.
And then we have long-term housing as well, where we might identify people that might have a support need. So then we would then, you know, if we have a vacancy that don't come up that often, then we could move that person and they become a Focus Ireland tenant. And they have a support worker that's always there for them.
When these people do get on their feet, I'm sure you hear of amazing stories of children being in secure environments.
Yeah.
That must fill you with so much joy.
Oh, absolutely. And that really is the highlight for staff. Do you know, when you're with somebody when they're getting their keys and they're getting their new furniture and they're moving in and the kids are picking their bedroom and their toys are going in. That's, we'd like to see more of that, you know, but that really is a huge highlight of for any of the team, you know, when that happens. You know, particularly when, if families have been in our emergency accommodation or in B&Bs or hotels for a long time, kids can't have friends over. That's really difficult for kids, particularly when they're younger and they don't understand. And then to see them suddenly, they're walking in, they're seeing their home and they're picking their bedroom. So it's amazing.
Yeah. It's something that a lot of people in society are oblivious to a lot of the time. Some kids are still in school, but you might know the background. You might know the struggles that they're going through at home.
Exactly. And we do school talks, mainly in secondary schools. And we know that when we go into that classroom, the chances are there might be one person there who's in homeless accommodation. So you have to be sensitive to that as well. You know, when you're talking about families being homeless, you know, and it's difficult for teenagers. It's like small children, you can sort of entertain somewhat, but teenagers, it's embarrassing for them. They're at that awkward age anyway. You know, they have to do their homework in the bedroom with their younger brothers or sisters. They can't have friends over. Some are embarrassed to even say where they're living. Mm. So it's a very awkward time for teenagers, and it adds to their stress.
Yeah, you've got a massive campaign with Focus Ireland coming up very soon. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, okay, so we do have a campaign starting the 1st of May. Make Some Noise is the name of the campaign. It's going to be in Sligo in the Canopy Shopping Centre, which is just off O'Connell Street. We as a team are going to be there as well. We're going to be collecting, talking about the service and what we do. We're looking for people to go on the website, sign up, and hopefully we'll make some money for local services on the day. And we're looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be a great campaign, a great day.
Yeah, it sounds like a great day. Yeah. And it's important for people to get involved, I suppose. We want people to donate. We want people to sign up. We want people to get involved in general, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're looking for people to sign up to participate on the day. And you can do that on the website. The Canopy is a great shopping centre. It is a lot of people who walk through, a lot of lovely shops there. So we're hoping on the day there'll be a lot coming through. And we'll stop and participate and listen and give us some money.
Take notice. Take notice is a big thing, yeah. Mary, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio.